I'm Siobhan Barnes, ex-commercial and corporate real estate professional turned leadership and life coach, supporting high-achieving professionals to step into purpose-led careers without having to sacrifice their soul, sanity, or steady paycheck. I've coached hundreds of professionals to figure out their unique path to create meaningful success that feels as good on the inside as it looks on the outside, using my signature aligned achievement method. In this podcast, I'll share how you can get clarity on your unique path, how to make an impact and step into more purpose in a way that's right and true for you. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome to the Aligned Achiever Podcast. I'm your host, Siobhan Barnes, and talking to you this week around how to thrive in a culture of overworking. Now, when I record these podcast episodes, they're really inspired by the themes that I see with my clients navigating the various seasons that they're navigating in their life and in their career. And also, quite frankly, where I am in my journey as well. Personally, it's been a time of transition as the usual support that I have in my personal life has not been available. There's been a change to the support that I have at home, and that's all being changed and updated, which is fine. But it got me thinking about how we can put on ourselves these expectations and demands of keeping up with all the things at work and our professional obligations when sometimes our attention is elsewhere, right? Whether or not we are needing to look after a sick child or look after an aging parent or there's something going on in our personal lives, it can be really hard to show up to our work and professional commitments and still have that time and bandwidth to be there for our loved ones. And so I really wanted to speak to this topic of how to thrive in a culture of overworking, because it can be so easy to believe that we're failing if we're not, right? To believe that we're not doing enough, that we haven't got the best time management strategies, or we're just not very productive people. And in all honesty, sometimes I think we need to take a step back and ask ourselves, hang on a minute, is the standard that I'm holding myself to and the expectations that I'm putting on myself realistic? And the danger is if we don't take a step back to have a think about that, then we can burn ourselves out. We can go into adrenal fatigue. We can do some serious damage to our bodies. And so I really wanted to speak to this topic because whether you realize it or not, you are probably overdoing it. Your body's probably super stressed. Your mind is probably tired from being on overdrive, thinking of all those to-dos and all of those plans. And I hope that today's episode is a little bit of a wake-up call, a little bit of an inspiration to just take stock, take pause and say, hang on a minute. Am I really focusing on the right priorities? Can I keep going at this pace? And sometimes we don't have the luxury of being able to not do the things. So what extra supports might you need and what things might you want to actually take off your plate and let go of? Because oftentimes we're trying to do too much too soon and that can lead to burnout. In a world that glorifies hustle culture and applauds nonstop productivity, burnout has become an all too familiar companion for many people. And in all transparency, I see a theme with my clients in that they are overachievers. They are very successful. They're doing a lot of things. They're performing at work and they are, you know, running on empty to be able to do that, right? They're running on petrol fumes to be able to do all of the things. And by the time they come to me, they have pushed themselves to the edge. Now, this is not all my clients, but for many of them, they've already pushed themselves to the edge. And they are questioning themselves. They're maybe having to stop work because of burnout and the physical ailments that they're experiencing. And they're trying to get their life back on track. And so this burnout phenomenon, it really is the silent thief that robs us of our passion, our energy, our joy, and it can leave us feeling exhausted, overwhelmed, and disillusioned. So this is a personal problem that we need to look at, but it's a societal epidemic that needs our immediate attention. So we wanted to share 5 reasons today why we need to address burnout, because you're probably listening to this and thinking, yeah, okay, fine, but I've got to do XYZ. But just hear me out for a moment and hear about what the costs are of ignoring this, so that my intention is to get you to actually put in place something, some strategy, some action this week where you can begin to be on the front foot to thrive, to prioritize your health, prioritize your well-being, and make sure that you are taken care of. So the five things that can happen if we don't address burnout, we can, number one, find ourselves in a health crisis. Burnout isn't just about feeling tired or stressed. It can have a serious consequence on our physical, mental, and emotional health. Chronic stress weakens the immune system. It increases the risk of heart disease, obesity, we get those cortisol spikes, depression, anxiety. And ignoring burnout is akin to playing with fire when it comes with our well-being. So we want to do it because we don't want to get to that health crisis. The second reason why we need to address burnout is that it actually leads to decreased productivity. So contrary to popular belief, pushing ourselves to the brink of exhaustion doesn't make us more productive. In fact, burnout often leads to a decline in performance, creativity, and problem-solving abilities. It's like trying to run on an empty tank. Eventually, you'll grind to a halt. So if you look at this over the longer big picture, you look at your career and your life as a marathon, or let's say a long hike, whatever analogy works for you, then just know you can't sprint out of the gates. You've got to be strategic. You've got to know when are those times to push, when are those times to rest, etc. The third reason why we need to address burnout is the financial cost of it. Now, I know we don't often think that burnout has a financial cost, but this is where burnout doesn't just take its toll on individuals. It also impacts businesses and economies. The World Health Organization estimate that burnout costs the global economy billions of dollars each year in lost productivity, absenteeism, and healthcare expenses. So companies really can't afford to turn a blind eye to the well-being of their employees anymore. So there's a deeper cause to look at this. The fourth reason why we want to look at burnout is that, quite honestly, it can put a strain on your relationships. Burnout doesn't stay confined to the workplace. It seeps into every aspect of our lives, including our relationships. When we're burnt out, we're more likely to snap at loved ones, withdraw from social activities, and neglect our personal connections. This can strain marriages, friendships, and family ties. And that's what I often say to my clients when we work together. It's not just us looking at your career in a silo, because I'm not interested in just the corporate professional persona that you might have. I'm interested in you, the human being, and you are at the heart of your career and your life. And, you know, you're the leader in all of this. You're the main character in your own life. And we cannot ignore your health, your vitality, and well-being, because if you don't have that as a foundation, then you've got nothing to be able to move forward in your career. The fifth reason why we want to address burnout is creativity and innovation. Some of the greatest ideas and innovations emerge from minds that are rested, rejuvenated, and free from the shackles of burnout. I liken this to imagining that your brain is a piece of paper. You have probably got a million things on that piece of paper. Squiggles here, squiggles there. Pick up this from the shops on the way home. Oh, I need to update that, you know, broken basket in my wardrobe. And then I need to order something for my kid's school project, plus all the work stuff, right? Okay, that's an example of what's on my mind. When we are so full up and we have so much on our piece of paper, we can't get creative. We can't focus on the things that we need to focus on. We don't get creative and innovative because we're not accessing that level of consciousness that allows us to see things differently. By neglecting our well-being, we stifle our creativity and we limit our potential to make meaningful contributions to the world. So those are the five reasons why we want to address burnout. So just quickly to summarize, you don't want to get to that point of having a health crisis. You don't want to decrease your productivity. There are financial costs involved. So if you're running a business, you're running a team, there's a financial implication for your staff reaching the brink of burnout. It can cause relationship strain. It stifles creativity and innovation, which arguably in this day and age, in the age of AI, we need to really foster. So those are the five reasons why, which then brings me onto my next point around, okay, so what do we do about this? Maybe by now you've listened and you're thinking, okay, I get it, Siobhan. I get it, Shiv. I can see why I need to look at this. What do we need to do? Well, here are a couple of suggestions. Number one, prioritizing activities that look after you. And I'm going to use the self-care word. And before you roll your eyes and say, oh gosh, self-care, it's not selfish. It's essential. So what I mean by self-care is making time for activities that replenish your energy and nourish your soul. Whether it's exercise, meditation, hobbies, or spending time with loved ones, do what you need to do to fill up that tank, to get your piece of paper clear and put yourself on your agenda and your to-do list. The second thing is setting boundaries, learning to say no. When you can establish healthy boundaries that protect your time and energy and you don't do every single little thing, then you're able to focus on what really matters. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. Thirdly, if you are running a business or you're running a team managing employees, please take proactive steps to check in on your work people, create a workplace culture that prioritizes employee well-being. Maybe that's flexible work arrangements, providing access to mental health resources. These are some of the things we need to be thinking about. And finally, let's destigmatize mental health. It really is time to break the silence surrounding mental health issues and provide support and resources for those struggling with burnout and related conditions. As I've mentioned on the podcast previously, I've gone to a couple of DEI events here in Hong Kong, and in both of those symposiums and summits, mental health took up a segment. There was a whole panel discussion on mental health. It is important. Your mental well-being matters. And if you're struggling, if you're finding things hard, you're finding things difficult, please, please, please seek out support. Most employers will have an employee assistance program if you work for a bigger company. Alternatively, there are therapists, there are psychologists, and also coaches that can support you. It really depends on what support that you need. But what I want to say is that addressing burnout, it's not just a personal responsibility, it's a collective imperative. When we can prioritize our well-being, we can create healthier, happier, and more productive individuals, workplaces, and societies. So it's time to really extinguish those flames of burnout before they engulf us all. And I really want you to think about how you can look after yourself. Now, I mentioned last week, I am going to be launching Bounce Back from Burnout again. And actually, I've been taking my own medicine. I've been thinking about burnout, and the structure and the flow of this new offering and how it's going to be shared is going to shift and change. So there's more to be shared. So thank you for your patience. But if you would like to get on the waitlist for that program and you want to bounce back from burnout, you want to get on the front foot, we will be kicking off in March, April time this year, 2024. So come on over to the show notes over at siobhanbarnes.com/103103 and get your name on the waitlist, and you'll be the first to know about the program, get access to any early bird incentives, and you can sign up for that. Now, if you put your name on the early bird list, you don't have to sign up, but you'll just be the first to know all of the juicy details. And it would be such a joy for me to be able to support you to truly thrive in this culture of overworking. I'm here with you in it. I'm deprogramming and deconditioning from tendencies of overworking, and I cannot wait to journey with you on this. So there you have it. That's a wrap for today. Today we spoke about how to thrive in a culture of overworking. We looked at the five reasons why we need to address burnout: health crisis, decreased productivity, financial costs, relationship strain, diminished creativity and innovation. I gave you four suggestions on how you can start to address burnout: prioritizing your self-care, setting boundaries, promoting a culture of well-being wherever you work, and destigmatizing mental health. And of course, if you want to go further, get your name over on the waitlist for Bounce Back from Burnout over at the show notes at siobhanbarnes.com/103. That's 103. Thank you so much for tuning in. And please remember, you are here for a reason, beyond merely hustling, grinding, and merely surviving. You matter.